Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Just Genevieve, what are your reflections on this anniversary of 9/11? I remember where I was. We were talking earlier about how, you know, Sue Thomas, who does traffic for us here in the morning, she and I worked together at a local television station, Channel 4 here in St. Louis, the day that happened. And, you know, we were both sent out on the street as reporters looking for reaction and trying to figure out, you know, is there going to be another one of these? There were a lot of questions and a lot of fear that resulted in the hours following those attacks.
No, oh, absolutely. Well, I was living in Washington at the time. I actually lived at that time in an area called Crystal City, which is very, for those who are familiar with D.C., is right across from the Pentagon. And I drove into work that morning. It was a normal day, and went right by the Pentagon. At that time, nothing had happened yet. I was working at the time for an organization called the Family Research Council, and we were based downtown. And then, of course, the news started coming in about the planes hitting and so forth. And of course, in Washington, the panic, you know, some of our staff was actually up on the Hill. They were evacuating Capitol Hill. The city itself was in panic because there were still planes in the air at that time. You know, what, the flight that eventually the passengers took down in Pennsylvania was still in the air. And, the fear was it was headed for Washington. And what we learned later is that it indeed was supposed to be headed back to D.C. to crash either to the Capitol or to the White House. So the city, it was very eerie. People were trying to leave, but that yet at the same time, you also felt like, I remember staying downtown until like 7 o'clock that night because the traffic was so jammed. People were scared to get on metros and coming home that evening and driving right by the Pentagon. And of course, the smoke was going up actually for, I think, a couple of days. And you could just smell I could still, the burning in the air. It was very, very eerie. I'm getting emotional about it because I also had I had lived in New York, and one of my best friends there, my former roommate, her brother actually was killed in the Twin Towers because he had worked at Cantor Fitzgerald, which is one of the, the Wall Street firm that was at the top of one of the Twin Towers. So it's a personal day.
It is, yeah. And, you know, so many people seem to know somebody who was either there or somebody who lost someone that day. It's amazing. 3,000 people in a country of 300 million, and yet a lot of people I know seem to know
so
someone who was in New York. I know.
It's very true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.